Here we go. So I have some debt from last week. We have some debt that we have to pay back. Ready? We mentioned last week a machlokes between the Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos goes and says that there's a difference between whether, why were Chazal Goizer and Isser on Amira Lach?
Rashi says Hana. Tosfos says that they'll want to do it again.
Unbelievable. Very good. It seems to be that Tosfos says they'll come to ask. Right? The desire will manifest in the request. Yeah? Fine. So now, we said, what's the nafkamina? What difference does it make? What the reasoning is? Who cares? So Rashi gives one. This Rashi is in Beya on Daf Chav Dalet on the base. Rashi goes and says, what's going to be one case, one application where it will apply is, let's say it was malacha was done on first day of Yom Tov. May a person benefit from it on the second day of Yom Tov? Okay. So this is Rashi goes and says that either way, you're allowed to benefit from it on the second day of Yom Tov. Right? If the second day is really the first day, then yesterday was not Yom Tov, so no problem. It's a Sveika Diyoma. We're not sure which day is Yom Tov. So let's say the second day is the real day. First day is the fake day. So he did Malacha on weekday. That's fine. And if the first day, is the malacha, first day was yantif, so then all you need to do is just wait that day, and then kadesh yasu, wait the amount of time it would take to do it, you reenact it and replay it, and then after that period, it took him an hour of work. So an hour into the second day of yantif, it's mutter. Why? Because we don't want you to be nen. Kadesh lo yena, so we have to know, when did this hana occur? If it occurred on a Yom Tov, it'll be a problem. If it didn't occur on a Yom Tov, it's not a problem. That's according to Rashi. Tosfos, it's much broader, at least from this perspective. It's going to be much broader, much more machmir. Tosfos is going to say that what? So long as they're going to have that, wow, this is so convenient, and they're going to want to do it again, doesn't matter what day it is. This is what all the Achronim in Simin, Tav Kuf, Tes Vav, 515. That's what they say, explaining the machlekes, the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos will say that no, so long as you're going to come to want to reenact it, so it doesn't matter what day it was done. Our fear still is in place. It could be done on day one, done on day two, and we're always going to be fearful that you're going to come to ask him to do it again. Yes. Amir Lakum, the Isser applies just as much. Great. That's one nafkamina. Okay, another nafkamina. Ready? Okay, this is a trickier one, yeah? This is a trickier one. What do we have over here? Oh, this is an interesting one. Let's say you did kablanus. Okay? Kablanus is that you made up a set price. He's working. It's for himself, by himself, benefiting himself with your object. What would be a case? Dry clean. Yeah? You obviously will be benefiting from the fact that your suit will be clean. He is doing it for himself, by himself, assuming you gave him ample time. That he didn't have to do it on Shabbos, you gave it to him on a Monday. He has the whole week to work. There's a set price, $6.75. That's totally not practical. $19.99, depending on what community you're in. And that's kablonus with katzatz. We're going to get to all these concepts. Okay? What does that accomplish? The hana is not a direct hana. Right. That hana is not a hana to you. It's a hana that you will eventually receive. But it's not a hana to you. So now, Let's go. Who's going to hold what?
Oh, Tosfos is going to say that it's an issue because he might ask him to do it next time.
Right, even though...
So
I can hear both ways. Because you could say one way or the other, right? You could say that it's not a hano, but it's not a hano. It's not considered a halachic hano, so long as I check all my boxes, kablanos, kotzatz.
I'm not getting into after Shabbos. There's no convenience.
There's no hano bechlal. So Rashi will be mekel, Tosfos will be machmir.
Oh, I was thinking.
What?
You'd say like Rashi. That makes way less sense to me. That Rashi would have the problem because hano or no hano, you did the Yisrael Shabbos. And the way we were understanding Rashi, maybe I misunderstand Rashi, is that Rashi is a, we used the word shlichus last week, but Rashi is doing your Shabbos malacha for you. So the malacha was done for you. So my nafkamina was done. My nafkamina when he told him. The malacha was done on Shabbos. But the Tosfos were concerned that he might say something to him. So if you told him on Wednesday, get it done for me, and you don't come back till Sunday, it's going to make a difference for you when he did it. You're not going to tell
him. Okay, no, because I can hear very well, and I think this is how the achrenim go. I can hear very easily, and it's very sensible to me, that I know it was done on Shabbos. Yeah, very good. I did it on Wednesday, wink, wink. Right? It was done on Shabbos, and this is super convenient, and I'm really enjoying this. Let's do this again next week.
Okay. Okay.
Bidas Tosis. Whereas according to Rashi, I halachically have taken care of all Hana issues. I have removed myself from any hana attachment. Bye. Kablanos, katzatz. Okay. Again?
You have anti-hana. You don't want it to be done on Shabbos, because then you can't wear it.
No, no, no. We're assuming you get it Sunday. That's a given. You're not getting it for Shabbos. Yeah. Then you'd be 100% right. You're 100% right. But the case has to be that you got it on... yeah, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense. You're right. Okay, so who says some of these nafkaminas and more? So, you know, nowadays there's such a plethora of new svar. Yeah, you could take a subcategory of one malacha and find a full sefer on it. Right? You could find a full sefer on oil. Right? Oil. Part of Boina, it's a separate isser, it's his own simon. Full sefer, 400 pages on oil. Another full sefer on lush, right? Another full sefer on yichud, right? These are all just one simon in Shulchan Aruch, right? Nowadays, there's such a plethora, such a myriad of svarim, you know, going through every potential case, and boirer, and this, and kosher, and matir, and ma'amer. There's a full sefer on ma'amer. You know that? Ayel Mishulash, he wrote excellent svarim. So he was one of the earlier ones to do this, but back in the day, 50 years ago, there weren't that many. 40 years ago, 50 years ago. So this is one of them. One of the first Heintiges svarim, as we would call it, written on Amir Lakum. It's called Melachim Umnayim. Ever heard of it? So now it's quoted right, left, and center by Dirshu. So now it's for sure on the map. But it was written by none other than Rabbi Yashiv's son-in-law. Anyone?
Yashiv's son-in-law?
Not Rechaim Kineski. Very good. The other one.
What's the other one?
Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein.
Okay, that's a question.
Bar Revna.
What?
He wrote Bar Revna.
He wrote Bar Revna. Very good.
I was confused. Bar Revna, too. More
notice. He wrote... Three.
Yeah, there's a bunch. He wrote so many svarim. Many of them are talmidim by now. Chashukei Chemed, and Ma'arevna, Alin L'Shabeach, and Barchi Nafshi, and you name it.
Alin L'Shabeach is five in Hebrew. No. Something else?
Alin L'Shabeach has an English equivalent.
Okay, then.
There's a Ma'arevna in English and a Ma'arevna in Hebrew.
Oh, that's
Okay, so Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein wrote this sefer 33 years ago. 33 years ago, there were not nearly as many. And he goes through a lot of fascinating points. So, definitely kedai to go through. One more, the interesting case. I heard this from a Rebbe of mine. The first bus that leaves the Kosel. We'll do a case. Right? You go on Shabbos, and back in the day, if you were there a long time ago, they had the punch cards. I was zoicha to see it with my own eyes. And nowadays it's a Rav-Kav. So, how do you pay? So don't worry, they let it go. you should pay twice the next time. The kotel, the bus back from the kotel, how do you pay? You went to the kotel, you don't have money. But you want to get home to Seretskin, to wherever you want to go, to Geula. How do you pay? So, fine. There's an understanding that you can get on the bus and not pay. Great. Who's driving? How does he get there right after Shabbos?
So we're assuming he's not a Jew. That's the assumption I'm assuming in our situation right now.
So, you say Shavua Tov. Ech koyim lecha? What's your name? He says Itzik.
Not Ibrahim.
What?
Not Ibrahim.
Right. Not Yusuf. Yosef. What do you do now? So, again, let's say he's Ibrahim. Right? So then what? What do you do? He did a malacha on Shabbos. Bishvil Yisrael. He drove the bus to pick you up. And the other 700 people waiting to push them onto the three bus and one bus. And, yeah. They're all yin. So how do you get on the bus?
So it's Gemara discussed every single time about getting on a plane. I don't wish to go into a plane taking off on the Shabbos.
So you ready? Let's assume that he's a Jew for a moment. We're gonna get back to this very, very, there's many, many Jews about this. Is a Jew the same as a guy?
Yeah.
That's what you're about to ask.
Is a Jew a Jew a Jew? Or is a Jew who goes off the path completely?
So very good, exactly. You nailed it. A Jew who's a mummer. A mummer is someone who has a mummer ledavar echos, a mummer lahachis. He deliberately does not keep either one specific halacha, which makes him halachically a full-fledged mummer. If he deliberately says, "I keep everything but," that means you're not one of us. You're a yid, because a yid is always a yid, no matter what. Afa bishachata Yisrael, that's it. You're always a yid. Are you classified possibly behind your back as a mummer? Yes, and you are a mummer. Fine. So now, how do we classify a mummer? A mummer has the same category as a goy or as a mummer? So there's many, many tshuvas written about this. Many poskim opine, they are of the opinion, that's the verb of opinion, that you may opine. No? They many opine that you were not as machmir when it comes to a mummer. Because a yid, you want to call it lifnei, you want to call it messiah, you want to call it whatever. Even if it's trey avi denara, he'll do it anyway. Nevertheless, what's Tosis' fear?
Tosis, for sure, okay.
Oh, very good. That's one of the nafkaminas. Another potential nafkamina that, according to Tosis, what's your fear? You're going to go over to Itzik and say, Itzik, I know you're Jewish. Could you do me malacha next Shabbos? You're not going to do that. Whereas according to Rashi, the malacha was done. The malacha was done on Shabbos and it's problematic. So therefore, should not be done. That's another one. There's a few more points I wanted to get to. I just want to share a few more interesting things. So,
wait. What's the answer?
The answer is, this is another nafkamina where it'll make a difference whether we paskin like Rashi or Tosis. According to Tosis, there's a lot more room to be makel because by a goy, we're afraid you're going to come to ask him. By a Jew, even if he's not religious, you're not going to ask him.
So what do you do in that scenario?
So who do we paskin like? Who do we paskin like?
Both, right?
So, very good. So the question is, can we rely b'shas adchak on one shita and without the other? Right? So we said last week that generally we're machmir for both. The answer is generally. Generally, we are machmir for both. If I recall correctly, the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva about this very case, and he's makel. Tzitz Eliezer was known as a makel, but he is makel. Reason being, let's check it out. Okay? Well, at least we'll have homework for next week. We'll get back to you. Amazing. So, that's that. Another klal I want to just mention. So, there's definitely what to rely on, and if he's a, ironically, according to Tzitz, if he's a Jew, it's better. Fine. Next. One more klal, interesting klal to always keep in mind when it comes to your life. Amir Lakum, the guy, how yeshivish should we view this guy? How frum? are we making this good? Because one, I'll explain what I mean. One of the requisite conditions or variables that we always want to make sure before we start a Amir Lakab Shaila is, what is the malacha he's doing? Is he doing malacha d'araisa or malacha d'rabbana? What if the action that he's doing is a machloikas? Whether this action is a malacha d'araisa or a malacha d'rabbana? You can make it very, very nitty-gritty slash yeshivish and say, Rebbe Yashiv holds, it's a malacha d'araisa, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman holds, it's only a d'rabbanan, so therefore, can the Groy at least paskin like Rebbe Shlomo Zalman? Can he? May he? Interesting. Interesting. Very good. So that could be that's the reasoning, but these are often Mishnah Berurahs, often Poiskim, who actually say this klal. There's a case in Shin Beis. There's a few cases where it comes up. There's a case of in Shin Beis talking about being Mena'er your Beged. Mena'er your Beged. Shaking out your Beged, Ayin and Simon Shin Beis, we're going to actually do it. Libun, it's a problem. Why? Because when you're menayer, that's the form of cleaning it. But what are you shaking it off from? What was on it? Dust or water? So it's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos has machlekes. Yeah. Is it dafka from dust or is it even from water?
What about crumbs?
Crumbs are not really on it. They're not really in it. They're really on it.
Okay. So that means it's not an issue.
What about dandruff? Dandruff falls on? You have to leave it there. Ha! I have dandruff. The covered Shabbos, right? So, what?
Like a stain.
Ah, so a stain, what he's supposed to do. But dandruff, it's one of the answers they give, that the dandruff is not inside the suit. You're not ridding your suit of the dandruff. You are removing it from its external place. And that's it. Okay? So now, the shaila is, what are we passing like? Rashi or Tosfos? Ready? What's the case? Rashi goes and says that the d'oraisa level, the d'oraisa is, let's pull this up, Simin Shin Beis, Sif Aleph. Yeah. Hamenar talis chadasha shkleira min hatal. Yeah? If you shake it off from the tal. That's
sweat.
That's Tosfos. Tal is the dew, which is just some liquid. You shake off your jacket from dew. Isur d'oraisa. Rashi says.
Is sweat under the same category?
I don't know if you'd be successful in getting anything out or off. Fine. So Rashi says, no, it's only when it's dust. But if it's dew, it's only d'rabbanan.
Dew's more like dust.
Yeah. Because, yeah, well, dust is more dirty.
Okay.
So how you look at it, right? Dust is a cleaning agent, but, sorry, dew is a cleaning agent, but dust is more dirty. So are you using the dew? That's what you're asking, right? The dew is that is my detergent. It's my way to clean my,
okay,
it's like taking the water
and, deeper
right.
In, it's not as part of
dust it. Just is within the fabric. Dust gets into the fabric. Right. So it says Rashi's of the opinion, dust is going to be the problem. But one level down, if it's only dew, then it's only drabon. So now, what are we passing like? We passing like Tosfos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Beis, Siv Katan Vav. Yeah, he says the Eli Rabbah goes and says Medina Yesh Isser Bazeh, because many we showing him. I apologize. You are correct. I apologize. You are correct. I apologize. Rashi is the Chumrah. Okay. Rashi is the Chumrah. Okay? Rashi is the Chumrah. Now I'm officially going to confuse everybody by going back. By going back. What's the point that I want to bring over? Yeah? The Mishnah Berurah goes and says in Sifkat Zayin that even though we are machmir, like Rashi, that we don't allow you to take off dust. Yeah? Nevertheless, you're allowed to be soymech. A goy is allowed to be soymech in Tesis. It's a respectable shita that Tesis held. The goy can hold like Tesis. Thereby, you can ask a goy, b'makom tzorech, to shake off your jacket from the dust if it's a tzorech harvin. Why? What is that? A double drabanan. Shvus. This shvus. Two drabanans. B'makom. When it's in a time of tzorech harvin. But if he holds like Rashi, then it's a deraisa. So then you don't have any shvus to shvus. One iser derabanan of amir la'akum, and then the action that he's doing is another derabanan. According to Rashi, the action that he's doing is a deraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and we find similarly in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, another example, if anyone wants to check up another one, that the goy is allowed to rely on the lenient opinion. And this is a game changer. Because so long as there is an opinion that holds its mutter, where we draw the line, who is a valid opinion, that's going to get very, very tricky. So long as there is an opinion that says it's mutter, the goy can rely on that, thereby changing the playing field of what you're allowed to ask. This is a great rule.
Could you ask, check out my garment, or do you have to say, my garment has dust on it?
Excellent question. So the shaila is,
Shvus,
b'makom X, are you allowed to say b'feirush, or do you still have to be meramis? Right? If they were matir, the result, generally they're matir the amira. If they're matir, generally speaking, right? B'makom where it's a choyla, we're going to see next week. We're gonna go into Reish Ein Vav Sif Aleph. B'makom where you're doing it for a chola who's sick, do you have to hint him?
Well, you just said no.
I'm telling you not. Why? Because there was no need for a gzeirah there. Because the result is mutter, so we don't need to be gzeirah. So generally speaking, that's a cloud that will hold through, and with this we'll close. And therefore, it's always good to remember that the guy can always be simach on the main. To be continued next week.